International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 6. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. Ephesians 3:2. If indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God which was given to me for you. 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear. The believer's experience of the grace in God's economy is the experience of the perfecting of the Lord's sufficient grace, Christ's overshadowing power, in our weakness. When a person is weak and cannot do anything, the Lord comes to do everything for him. When someone is strong, he does not need others. Would you rather be strong or weak? When you are strong, the Lord has no ground and cannot do anything for you, hence, you cannot enjoy rest. When you are weak, the Lord has the ground and can do things for you right away. When the Lord does everything for you, you enjoy the Lord as your rest. Today's reading. Our experience of the grace in God's economy is that after we have suffered, we are perfected, established, strengthened, and grounded by God's all grace. In our experience of the grace in God's economy, we carry out the stewardship of the grace of God entrusted by Him, dispensing the riches of Christ as the grace of God to His chosen people for the producing and building up of the church. Not only the apostles as stewards dispensed grace into people, but we also, in our living, should speak words for building up and thus give grace to people. In verse 28 Paul says that we should labor, working with our own hands in that which is respectable, that we may have something to share with him who has need. As Christians, we should have something in our living, both materially and spiritually, to minister to others. We reign in life by receiving the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. This is grace reigning in life unto eternal life. The life we have received does not merely save us from a few things, rather, it enthrones us as kings to reign over all things. We have received righteousness objectively, but we still need to continually receive the abundance of grace so that we can reign in life subjectively. We can reign in life so that everything is controlled by us instead of everything directing us. This is to overcome. This is grace reigning unto eternal life. In the church life, when all the believers have grace upon them, the church will be built up. A person who has seen grace knows Christ and has nothing to argue about with others. How do we stand in grace? Practically, it means that we come back to our spirit. When we return to our spirit, we stand in grace. Regardless of how much others criticize you, judge you, or dispute with you, never open your mouth and never reason. Instead, learn to return to your spirit. Once you begin to reason, you will begin to debate. If you keep arguing, you will end up murmuring. Do not reason or murmur, do not stay in your mind or in your emotion, but be in spirit. When you are in spirit, you are in Christ, that is to stand in grace. Sometimes when you pray, read a verse or sing a hymn, the Lord's word will bring you into the grace in Christ. You may be full of reasonings and murmurings, but when you turn back to your spirit, you stand in grace. As a result, what comes out of your mouth is grace. In His economy, God does not require you to do anything. What God wants in His economy is for Christ, the embodiment of the triune God, to become the embodied grace to you. He lives in us, and we live in Him as grace. In this way God can obtain His organism. This is the end of today's morning revival.